share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Authorities raided a prostitution den in Pasuruan Mindan, Penang that pretended to be closed. However, it was later discovered that they were secretly taking in customers through their back door. The notice that was placed at the front entrance read, "Premise closed and not in operation." But this did not prevent authorities from raiding the shophouse on Sunday night, the 9th of May. According to State Criminal Investigations Department Chief Senior Assistant Commissioner Rahimi Mod Rai, the police had received a tip-off about the prostitution services being offered there. He said that investigations found that the premise was used as a spa previously, but is now being used to carry out prostitution activities and massage services. A 37-year-old man, who was the caretaker of the premise, failed to produce a business license, reported Signer Harian. "We also nabbed four female workers, all foreigners, aged between 26 and 30. All of them did not have any valid travel documents," Kam Rahimi said. The back door to the premise. Four men, believed to be customers, were also issued compounds for not checking in using the MySagittera QR code or manually. Our probe also revealed that the syndicate operates by advertising the photos of the women using the WeChat app to customers who are interested in such services, Kam Rahimi said. The premise is believed to have been in operation for the past month by targeting both locals and foreigners. To evade authorities, the syndicate closed the main front door to the premise and pasted a closure and non-operational notice. He added that customers would be directed to use the back door to gain entry into the building, according to NST. All those involved were arrested and brought to the Northeast District Police Headquarters for further investigation, while the case is being investigated under Section 372A and Section 372B of the Penal Code for prostitution offenses. Additionally, the case is also being investigated under Section 56(1)(d) for harboring any person who had contravened the immigration laws and 6(1)(c) for living and staying in Malaysia without a valid pass or permit, both provisions under the Immigration Act 1959-63. Also read, Sky QQ, police find out secret code to enter brothel hidden in Selinger Hotel, 18 detained. Source. China Press Source. China Press Source. China Press. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.